Hello, listener. Today I want to talk about a crucial global health issue that many of us might not be aware of. Tuberculosis, commonly known as a TB. According to the World Health Organization, TB is one of the top 10 causes of death worldwide. Shockingly, about 25% of the world's population is affected with latent TB, which means they carry the bacteria without showing symptoms and can potentially develop active TB later in life. Given the significant prevalence of this disease, it is essential to have effective laboratory tools to identify those affected, enabling timely treatment and reducing the spread of TB. In this episode, I will be discussing the new FDA-cleared QuantiFERON TB Gold Plus QFT Plus assay from QIAGEN. This assay represents a major advancement in TB diagnostics, offering improved sensitivity for detecting both active and latent TB infections. But before diving into the specifics of QFT Plus assay, let's briefly review the evolution of TB diagnostics. Historically, after the identification of Mycobacterium tuberculosis, or Koch's bacillus, in 1884, the tuberculin test was developed in the early 90s. This test involves injecting a purified protein derivatives from an attenuated Mycobacterium tuberculosis strain into the skin and assessing the reaction after 48 to 72 hours. Despite being around for nearly a century, by the late 90s and early 2000s, the tuberculin test remained the primary method for detecting latent TB, along with direct smears and cultures for diagnostic active disease. Significant progress in TB diagnostics has been made over the last 10 to 15 years. We now have advanced methods like specific probes for direct testing of colonies, direct sequencing, and PCR assays that can be performed directly on patient samples. While these methods are excellent for diagnostic active TB, they are not suitable for detecting latent infections. This gap led to the development of interferon gamma release assay, IGRA, in the early 2000s. Until recently, only two IGRAs were FDA cleared. The first one is the T-Spot TB assay from Oxford Immunotech, and the QuantiFERON TB Gold in Tube ELISA manufactured by QIAGEN. Fortunately, in June 2017, QIAGEN released the latest version of their QuantiFERON TB assay, named as QuantiFERON TB Gold Plus, QFT Plus assay. So, what sets the QFT Plus assay apart? The QFT Plus assay aims to enhance the sensitivity of TB detecting by including TB peptides that stimulate both CD4 and CD8 cells. In contrast, the older QuantiFERON TB Gold in Tube assay only stimulates CD4 cells. This double stimulation is crucial because CD4 T cells are essential for TB control by regulating the immune response and activating macrophages. Additionally, CD8 T cells, which have been identified as a critical for TB control, can directly kill TB-infected cells and lyse intercellular TB bacilli. Another key difference between the two assays is that the QFT Plus has 4 tubes, while the older version has 3. The new assay includes 2 TB antigen tubes, TB1 and TB2. To stimulate both, as I mentioned, CD4 and CD8 T cells. The comparison of these tubes has been modified with TB antigen 1 stimulating CD4 T cells and TB antigen 2 stimulating both CD4 and CD8 T cells. When it's come to sample collection, the QFT plus assay allows for laboratories to collect patient whole blood directly into four separate QFT plus tubes. After collecting the blood, is processed by mixing, and the mix should be firmly inverted 10 times and incubating the tube at 37 degrees centigrade for 16 to 24 hours to allow the interferon gamma production. This step is so important. The plasma is then tested using ELISA to measure interferon gamma levels. In summary, the QFT plus assay, which received FDA cleared in July 2017, offers a more sensitive method for detecting both active and latent TB infections by stimulating both CD4 and CD8 T cells. Just to give glimpse about interpreting the result of QFT plus assay follows a similar approach to the older QFT gold assay, with one key exception. If either one or both of the QFT plus TB antigen tubes have interferon gamma level equal to or greater than 0.35 IU per ml, and are at least 25 of the nil tube value, the patient is considered positive for TB infection. This means they likely have latent or active TB, and further clinical evaluation is required to determine the appropriate course of treatment. Thank you for listening.